Sometimes Sayadaw would say the simplest way to begin with mindfulness is just to remember yourself. Just here you are in this room, wherever you're sitting, indoors or out, with this body, this breathing, feeling, sensing body and mind. A mind that knows. A mind that feels and does all kinds of things. You could say meditation is a kind of a bringing together of the body and mind. Mind aware of body here and now. Mind aware of mind here and now. Oh, how are you in this moment? How is this body in this moment? How is this mind in this moment? Just kind of checking in with yourself. Like a good friend might come to you and say, "How are you?" and really mean it. This can be a kind of an entry point for us. How are you? Not thinking about it, but feeling it. Feeling into how you are. Letting this be just the beginning connection, not trying to change anything, but just kind of taking stock how you are in the moment, allowing that to be okay. And remembering how helpful relaxation is to support the conditions for staying connected, staying aware, being aware. So perhaps exploring, if it's useful, a conscious scanning through and relaxing areas of the body. And exploring the possibility that the mind also might be able to relax, letting go of worries, concerns about past and future. Just for now, setting it aside, inviting that relaxation of body, of mind. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And inclining towards or inviting a sense of allowing any part of this system that isn't quite ready to relax. That's okay. That allowing. Attitude or perspective can create a little bit of softening around a holding or a tension, perhaps. You're allowed. Whatever's here, you're allowed. And opening to this recognition of awareness. Are you aware? If you are aware of something, a body sensation, a sight, a sound, you are aware. You don't have to work too hard to figure out how you know you're aware. Just acknowledging awareness is here. And what is awareness already connected with? Awareness can naturally just connect from one experience to another. Without our being involved in choosing what to be aware of, awareness may shift from experience to experience. A sound happens outdoors, perhaps, and the attention, the awareness just naturally notices it. The body sensation gets a little stronger. The awareness naturally notices that. Or a mood or a mind state seems to be holding the attention. Just opening to exploring what is the most natural, easy thing that the mind is already aware of. What is obvious? And of course, the mind will wander and start thinking. And equally, of course, at some point, mindfulness will return and there'll be a noticing again. Recognizing that moment of remembering mindfulness and connecting to whatever is there in that moment, often the thinking itself. If you notice a strong pull back to the thinking, you might be able to notice that pull itself. And it can also be helpful, perhaps, to see if you can check in or take in the quality or the feeling of experience as opposed to the content of the thought. How does it feel to have been thinking what you've been thinking? Can you open to that as a feeling? And if there's any tension in that experience, remembering the support relaxation offers. And simply continuing to recognize awareness and what awareness is aware of. And every now and then, checking the attitude, the relationship. How am I with what is happening?